everyone. How's it going? It's Mother's Day weekend. I forget what date it is today. Let's see. May 9th? I think. Yes, May 9th. happy Mother's Day to all you moms out there. And I found out my mom is hearing my podcast. Hi, Mom. Happy Mother's Day. that is so cool. You know, when you find out your mom's following you on here. She's the best. So I just wanted to come on here and review an app that I downloaded like 10 years ago and then re-downloaded like 5 years ago and then deleted it and then downloaded it again today. So I'm trying to just be a little more open to getting different types of apps on my phone. I'm a huge music fan, like obsessed music fan. So I just downloaded this app called TuneIn Radio. And a lot of my friends that follow me on here, you guys already know the app pretty well. But for anybody who doesn't know it, it's a really cool app because it gives you the opportunity to hear stations all over the world. So you're not just stuck with like iHeartRadio has a lot of stations, a lot of stations, and I like that app too. And I got that app and it's really cool to listen to and you have podcasts. But TuneIn just gives you more flexibility with stuff. So for example, out here we have our general radio stations, right? So I'm in the Los Angeles area, Orange County area. And out here, you know, we have our local radio stations. Well, this app kind of gives you the in-betweens as well. So it also gives you other radio stations, independent radio stations that you may not hear all over the city, but you can hear in other parts of the city, if that makes any sense. Online radio, I think I already said that. Oh, no, I didn't. Online radio stations, college radio, railroad radio. So, like, you know, the trains, you could hear when the trains are, like, dispatched and stuff. You also get police scanner access, which is really cool. I love this app. I've had it before. And I've had great experiences with it before. And that's when I had an Android. And then when I updated to the new iPhone, it sucked. And I'm sorry to be brutally blunt, but it was horrible. Because what happened was I couldn't, when I downloaded the app, it was all great and dandy. And I was able to access it. But what happened after that, I couldn't even play radio stations. I couldn't even swipe on my touchscreen to hear any of the options for radio stations. It was a mess. So I think the Apple Store or TuneIn, somebody did some work on us blind people's behalf. And now we have full access to it, which I think is super awesome. Because I downloaded it today, this morning, like at 7 in the morning. And I am able to get around this app really quickly. I just posted about it on Facebook. I'm doing a podcast and I've just been telling my friends about it because it's a really awesome app. So for anyone who doesn't know how we can go about finding the app, I'm going to walk you through it. So what you do is you go to the App Store for anyone who has an iPhone or anyone who is an Android user. You go to the, I believe it's called Google Play Store. You download the app and you make sure you don't pick TuneIn Premium because as soon as you do, you will be charged. But it should notify you. A few of my friends were on the paranoid spectrum because it kept popping up with all these charging ads. Put your credit card here. Put your redeem code here or there. Everywhere. And then, you know, it was just popping up with all that kind of stuff. So I know that makes me paranoid too. I always get scared that when I download apps, I'm going to automatically get charged. But from what I know, and I always have to tell myself, no, it doesn't work that way. usually you will get a notification before you even download it. It'll say before you download the app that you're going to get charged $100. Just kidding. Apps are never that expensive. $1.98 or 99 cents, whatever it costs to download an app or that specific app. It'll tell you that. So don't worry about it. Just keep ignoring. All you got to do is just ignore all those charging features for the Android people. Because I noticed when I was helping one of my friends this morning, I noticed that it kept coming up for them. And it was making them kind of nervous. So ignore it. Just keep putting no, no, no. So don't put any of your information and you should be good. So as soon as you download it, bam, it's like already there. Everything is at your fingertips. You just swipe, 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 and go through whatever you want to go through. Right away, it's going to be like popular stations. It's going to show you all the sports channels, the news. And then it gives you options to search and browse radio stations. And that's as far as I'm going to go with that because I think that's the fun part, being able to search and discover a lot of this stuff on your own. I don't want to ruin some surprises that might be on this app that, you know, maybe people might have fun discovering. I've seen a lot of podcasts on there. I don't think mine has made it onto the TuneIn. Or maybe it has. I'll have to search myself and see what's up. But I'm really excited. As you can tell, an app makes me very happy. I didn't even go grocery shopping because of the fact that I downloaded this app and I decided not to go out. So I stayed home. Like I said on Facebook, I stayed home Saturday and I'm nerding out on the app. So I love that when a simple app can just keep me entertained, you know. But I got to get back to my, you know, back to reality, back to living my life on Saturday morning / afternoon. And I'm going to go Mother's Day shopping here in a little bit. But I just wanted to come up here and hype up this amazing app. It has a lot of my favorite radio stations. I found 93.5 K-Day, which is my favorite. And I could get it on my radio and I could get it on my Echo Dot, but it's just so much cooler when you can play it on your speaker, on your Bose speaker, courtesy of my mom and dad for buying me that for my graduation a few years ago. So I have this really cool Bose speaker, and if anyone who has Bose, you guys know it's the best. It plays really well. I love it. It sounds fabulous. But the cool thing is too, like if I ever go to like Mexico or Europe, I can take my phone with me and it'll play all these radio stations that are here back home. So I really just want to hype up a TuneIn Radio app. If you guys don't have it, what are you waiting for? Get your phone as you guys are hearing this podcast and download the app. You won't regret it. Trust me, I won't steer you wrong. I'm really, really, really pushing this app because I love it. There's also all these radio stations from all over the world. I mean, I'm even hearing radio stations from Mexicali, you know? So, you know, that has to tell you, like, the options. There's also radio stations from Mexico City. I mean, I get to hear what my cousins are hearing on the other side, you know? I get to hear what people are listening to across the pond. I mean, it is unbelievable. You know, people in Australia, down under, you know what I mean? Like, unbelievable radio app. And I do hype up things like this, but I've never done it on here. And like, let me just say, the best. I haven't checked out the police scanner. I know since I'm not updated to premium, and I don't think I would ever pay for the premium app, simply because I can get all these radio stations for free. I think the police scanners are a little bit more closed off, so we can't just go on there and hear everything. But I will come back on here and maybe do another podcast on another app that I found. But in regards to a police scanner app. But this app, amazing. So go check it out. I'd be disappointed if I hear that, you know, you don't like the app. But I don't think you're going to be saying that. I think whoever downloads it will love it. So trust me, you're in good hands. I try to research my apps pretty thoroughly before I come on anywhere, and I fully recommend something. So this is my first one, and I love it. As you guys know, I've done other recommendations on here before, and I don't think I've ever steered anyone in the wrong way, or the wrong path, sorry. Everyone, go get the app. You won't regret it. Anyway, so that's my Saturday morning podcast on the TuneIn Radio app. I'm going to go now and play with the app again. Okay, I'm going to go see what other kind of things I can find on there. All right, guys. Peace out, yo. Bye. Happy Mother's Day weekend.